Hello, my name is Eric. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how a current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, as I was saying, this survey is just small information. Now, I would like to ask you, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, or manufactured mobile home?
Mobile home.
Okay. Now, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Can you tell me what year was your home built?
78.
Thank you. All right. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. And how many years have you been permanent resident of Florida?
5.
5?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 4,
yeah.
Category 5?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm not sure what the categories were.
Yeah, tropical storm or category hurricane from 1 to 5.
Probably, here, probably 1.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me name or year of the hurricane?
Last year.
Last year, that would be 2023?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
No? Okay, great. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards do you feel?
I'm sorry, what?
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or tornado, flooding hazards? Extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable?
Somewhat, maybe, like middle.
Okay, great.
Middle, yeah.
All right, thank you. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate?
We have hurricane shutters, we would probably put those down and evacuate unless we thought it was just be like a 1 or something, then we would probably just stay here.
Right, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Okay, great, thank you. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is ready to prepare and could be secured within a few hours?
We would probably be those last minute kind of people.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Uh-huh.
And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Very certain or somewhat certain?
Somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain. Thank you. All right, and can you please tell me the 3 top sources of information, such as internet source, other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family?
Probably internet and social and TV.
Okay, thank you. Awesome. Okay, now on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would say probably 4.
Okay, thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm, which would be transportation costs, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of housing, or cost of food and other essentials?
None?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Well, I think it's in an evacuation zone. I don't think we're in a flood zone.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Would that be A, all hurricanes, B, Category 3 and above hurricanes, or C, if advised by authorities?
I think ours is A.
Okay. Thank you. And when would you evacuate? If, for example, if a hurricane watch is issued, or if a hurricane warning is issued, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to your zone within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate?
If it was coming within 24 hours, I would probably try to leave, like, as soon as I could.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And if you need to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
No, if I thought it might miss here, then I would probably just go to family that lives near here. But if I thought it was okay. Coming through here, I would probably go to North Carolina.
Okay, okay. Great. Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
2. Okay. Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
That I do not know.
Okay, no problem. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. I am certain I cannot come up with
$2,000. I could probably.
Okay. All right. Now, has your home insurance rate changed in the last, let's say
Yeah. This
is, it has 1 year, 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years, or 5 to 10 years. You could say it's decreased significantly over 10 years, somewhat 1 to 10% remain the same, increase somewhat 1 to 10%, increase significantly over 10%, or do not know?
It increased.
It increased.
Over 10%, I think.
Okay. All right. And that's in 1 year. How about in 1 to 3 years?
I think it's gone up every year.
Okay, every year.
Yeah. It went up more than 5 times.
Okay. So 1 to 3 years, 10%, you said?
Yeah.
3 to 5 years?
Well, we've only been here 5 years, so yeah. It's went up a little bit every year. But this last year it went up a lot.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as a result of the increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease the coverage?
No, we didn't do any of that. We just paid it.
Okay. Thank you.
We didn't change anything.
Okay. If you can insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80% to less than 100%, 60% less to 80%, or less than 60%?
I would say 80.
80. Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following you consider taken if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Move into another home with the same county? Move into another country within Florida? Move into another state? Or I would not move from in, from my home?
No, I wouldn't move.
Okay. Right, now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Which you consider it is your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or already dropped my insurance?
Our mortgage is paid off, so I would probably just drop it.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to enforce your cause? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in any recovery efforts?
I don't think they should be involved in helping me replace my stuff, but, you know, as far as, like, helping people maybe with shelter or, you know, something like that. But if I choose to cancel my insurance, then that's on me.
Understand. Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, where is 5 the highest? How much confidence do you have on that local building codes are being enforced?
Probably reasonable
confidence, or okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks from 1 to 5.
4. I hope they do.
Yes. That the new development take into account hurricane wind risk. 1 to 5?
4.
Okay. And new development take into account flood risk?
3.
Thank you. Building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Yeah. I'll say 5.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I do not believe it's happening.
What did you say? The sea level is rising?
Yes. Do you believe the sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No, and no.
No? Okay.
I don't believe it.
Well, okay, and most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderate concern, somewhat concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? You can select 3. neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, blood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job.
Price, proximity to family, and proximity to job.
Okay. And what would the third one be?
No, I thought that was three.
Oh, the, you said proximity to family and proximity to job. That's two.
Oh, I said price to start with.
Oh, price. Okay. I didn't catch that. Thank you.
That's okay.
Okay, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to less than 20 years?
Well, I'm hoping I got more than 20 years left, so
okay.
We'll go with that one.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I know, right? And finally, yes, of course. I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Can you please tell me your age? It can 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 65, 64, or 65 or older?
The 55 to
64. Okay. Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in a household?
Two.
I'm sorry, I couldn't catch that.
Two.
Two? Okay, thank you. And under 12 years old?
Zero.
Zero. And are 65 or older?
One.
One. Thank you. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, or living with partner, widowed, divorced, and separated?
Married.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
A college graduate.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American?
White.
Thank you. What languages is most often spoken in your home? English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to less than 100,000 or over 100,000.
50 to 75.
Okay. Thank you. Right. That were all the questions I had for you. Thank you very much for your response. You have a very wonderful afternoon.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.